In a world where 90% of new products fail within a year, certain brands defy gravity and soar to stratospheric heights. What's their secret? It's not just clever marketing or superior quality. It's their ability to transform ordinary customers into passionate apostles. Rocket, by Michael J. Silverstein and his BCG colleagues, reveals the hidden formula behind billion-dollar brands that inspire evangelical devotion. The book has become required reading at Harvard Business School and a favorite of entrepreneurs like Sarah Blakely, Spanx, and Kevin Plank, Under Armour, who credit its principles for their own success. At its core lies a revolutionary insight. Just 2% of customers contribute 20% of sales and drive 80% of volume through recommendations, delivering over 150% of profitability. These aren't just statistics, they're the mathematical foundation for brand immortality. The mathematics of brand success are startlingly clear. One truly loyal customer can generate 8 times their consumption through word of mouth. This apostle effect creates exponential growth that conventional marketing simply cannot match. Take Victoria's Secret, which transformed from a struggling business where women only wore their products on weekends, the two-sevenths problem, to a global powerhouse where customers proudly wear their products nearly every day. These apostle customers don't just buy more, they become passionate evangelists who spread your gospel. At Whole Foods, the typical apostle spends an astonishing $3,643 annually and converts about 6 others who spend 2/3 that amount. At The Container Store, lifetime customer value exceeds $10,000 per apostle, not counting their enthusiastic referrals. The emotional connection these customers feel transcends rational decision-making. As one Victoria's Secret devotee explains, "Victoria's Secret makes me feel sexy, glamorous, and comfortable." This emotional bond creates a virtuous cycle where customers eagerly share their experiences, becoming an unpaid sales force more effective than any advertising campaign. Companies that master this apostle connection enjoy extraordinary advantages: high valuations, 25% plus cash margins, repeat purchases, price premiums, and passionate advocacy. But this relationship remains fragile. Disappointed customers will vocally condemn you, especially in today's digital age where reputations can be instantly tarnished. Success demands delivering magic consistently, flawless experiences, and value beyond mere price. Traditional market research often fails because consumers cannot envision new concepts or predict their own behavior. When a global communications giant showed salespeople bulky prototype cell phones, they unanimously rejected them, saying they'd rather use payphones than spend $500 to $1,000 on unwieldy devices. This costly error forced the company to spend billions later, buying its way back into the market. Les Wexner, founder of The Limited and creator of Victoria's Secret, exemplifies the principle of showing customers what they want rather than asking them. With over 50 years of retail success, he relies on anticipation, instinct, and insights rather than traditional market research. His insatiable curiosity drives him to spend weekends shopping incognito, studying store operations, talking directly with consumers, and observing purchasing patterns. When faced with Victoria's Secret's two-sevenths problem, that women only wore their lingerie on weekends, Wexner didn't conduct focus groups. Instead, he dispatched teams globally to find products that could be both sexy and comfortable, discovering microfiber alternatives to satin and fabric-based support systems. This curiosity-driven approach transformed Victoria's Secret from a $2 billion specialist to an $8 billion-plus global powerhouse. Wexner developed the 9 P's framework for brand development, starting with positioning, establishing Victoria's Secret as the mythical daughter of an English businessman and French model, creating a brand that's sexy and glamorous without being cheap. By becoming best at bras and capturing over 40% market share, 12 times its nearest competitor, Wexner secured double markups as both retailer and producer. His approach teaches us that creativity must precede consumer validation. As he puts it, you don't need to be first, you need to be best. Few companies truly calculate their best customers' full value. The multiplication effect is extraordinary. One $1,000 per year consumer can generate over $1 billion within 12 generations of influence, achievable within 3 years. John Mackey of Whole Foods and Kip Tindell of The Container Store, former University of Texas roommates, defied astronomical odds by both creating successful niche retailers. Both recognized that fanatical fans would drive their businesses and focused on premium market segments. Mackey started with modest ambitions to open one store and earn a living, eventually growing Whole Foods into America's eighth largest food retailer with $14.2 billion in sales. The company operates by clear core values, selling high-quality natural products, delighting customers, supporting team members, creating wealth through growth, serving communities, advancing environmental stewardship, building supplier partnerships, and promoting health through education. Rather than traditional advertising, just 0.4% of sales, Whole Foods relies on earned media, community partnerships, and digital engagement. They transform the dull health food store model into foodie heaven with wine cellars, beer freezers, sushi bars, Italian trattorias, and extensive seating, creating vibrant community spaces where 66% of sales come from perishables. Similarly, The Container Store creates an immersive retail experience where customers can immediately visualize solutions. Their Manhattan flagship store displays fully furnished Elfa closet systems at various price points, allowing busy New Yorkers to instantly imagine transforming their own spaces. Staff members offer in-home measurements and design services, providing turnkey solutions. Tindell's seven foundation principles guide operations, beginning with valuing exceptional talent. Only 3% of applicants are hired, each receiving 263 hours of first-year training and double the industry's pay. Their man-in-the-desert selling principle teaches employees to discover customers' complete problems rather than just immediate needs. Both companies have built success on unique value propositions, tightly defined target consumers, and apostle customers whose lifetime value exceeds $10,000 and who influence others through enthusiastic referrals. Listening carefully to consumer criticism and responding comprehensively is the key to revitalizing established brands. Toyota exemplifies this approach, treating complaints as gifts and using process control and redesign to track and eliminate recurring issues. Their philosophy? Complain once, let me fix it. Complain twice, shame on me. Complain three times, and I should be replaced. Companies inevitably experience transitions as they age. In early years, differentiation is obvious and purpose clear. Over time, imitation erodes uniqueness, profits get competed away, and executive communication becomes filled with business speak rather than clarity about priorities. Founder stories become corrupted myths or misunderstood entirely. When Tom Greco became head of Frito-Lay in 2011, he faced the challenge of revitalizing a $14 billion business with 60% market share that hadn't grown volume in 3 years. To recapture growth, Greco embraced the demand-centric growth transformation approach, recognizing that consumers use products differently depending on context and situation. Their research revealed that Frito-Lay wasn't just competing in salty snacks, but in a broader macro snack market, including biscuits, nuts, chocolate, and adjacent categories. This reframed their position from a mid-60s share player in salty snacks to a mid-teen share player in the larger macro snacks market. The research identified 10 different demand spaces, including fun times together, enjoy and indulge, and young and hungry, each with distinct emotional needs. Armed with these insights, Frito-Lay completely overhauled its rulebook. For the Fun Times Together space, they introduced Tostitos Cantina, four products combining chips and dips for parties, which exceeded $100 million in first-year sales. For Young and Hungry, they partnered with McCain's to create Doritos Loaded, targeting teenage after-school snacking. Similarly, when Chris Nassetta took over Hilton after Blackstone's $26 billion acquisition in 2007, he discovered the company's 9 hotel brands were competing against each other for the same customers. Through extensive consumer research, they identified 12 distinct demand spaces and allocated each brand to specific spaces. Hilton to recharge and refresh, and DoubleTree to personal connection, with clear rules to prevent brand overlap. Rather than pursuing the cool and hip positioning initially suggested, which research showed was only 2% of the market, Hilton targeted the recharge and refresh space, 25% of the market. This demand space approach delivered impressive results, with DoubleTree becoming the portfolio's fastest growing brand and Blackstone's 2013 IPO valuing Hilton at $33 billion. Visual appeal drives purchasing decisions as humans seek beauty and better visions for themselves and loved ones. Your visual appearance must precisely match your vision and values. A fake facade guarantees failure. Brunello Cucinelli built his luxury empire by targeting affluent, price-insensitive customers with ultra-fine Mongolian cashmere, 14-15 microns, ethically sourced and processed by local artisans. His clothing achieves instant recognition without logos through its distinctive slim silhouette and superior fabrics. The company leverages Perugia's century-old tradition of craftsmanship, employing local artisans for everything from fabric to finishing. Cucinelli's philosophy that economic value is nothing without human value shapes his entire enterprise. Drawing inspiration from Marcus Aurelius and his own humble upbringing as a farmer's son, he sees himself not as the owner but as the guardian of a humanistic business that celebrates dignity. He targets steady 10% annual growth while prioritizing worker welfare, providing light-filled workspaces, paying 20% above-market wages, maintaining strict 8-5-30 work hours, and offering restaurant-quality employee lunches. Similarly, Walt Disney created immersive experiences that imprint on visitors' imaginations. Disney's Imagineers, real artists, engineers, designers, and architects think on a massive scale, with new park additions starting at $1 billion and major rides costing $100, $200 million. The Magic Kingdom's 8 themed lands create immersive fantasies where employees are cast members and every sensory detail is carefully orchestrated to maintain the illusion. This meticulous attention to visual details creates postcard effects in consumer memories. Hope, a 23-year-old operations manager, exemplifies the Disney apostle with her dream Disney wedding costing about $30,000. She plans to continue the family tradition with her future children, who will become fourth-generation Disney enthusiasts, demonstrating how Disney creates profitable multi-generational loyalty through emotional connection and memorable experiences. When staff genuinely believes in your brand, they tell your story in technicolor rather than monotone, creating cultural advantage that translates to higher repeat purchases and sales without promotion. Zappos distinguishes itself through exceptional customer service. Unlike most online retailers that minimize customer interaction, Zappos prominently displays its phone number and encourages lengthy customer conversations. Their 600-person customer service team celebrates long calls that build emotional connections. Representatives are empowered to satisfy customers by any means necessary, including giving away products to make things right. Making work fun earns employee loyalty. Zappos' Las Vegas headquarters embodies workplace vibrancy with open environments, play areas, and music, creating campus-like energy. CEO Tony Hsieh established 10 family core values, including deliver wow through service, create fun and a little weirdness, and build a positive team and family spirit. Unlike conventional companies that treat employees as replaceable team members, Hsieh deliberately uses family language, taking responsibility for employees' well-being and future. Similarly, Four Seasons' hiring process is famously selective. In 1992, the New York property received 30,000 applications for 400 positions. Candidates must pass 5 rigorous interviews evaluating different qualities: willingness to work, specific skills, cultural fit, growth potential, and transferability to other properties. New hires undergo 3 months of on-the-job training, learning through mentorship and shadowing. This investment yields remarkable loyalty. Annual turnover is just 11% versus the industry's 27%. The true measure of Four Seasons employee dedication emerged during the 2004 Sumatra tsunami. At the Four Seasons Resort in the Maldives, all 400 staff members remained on property for 3 days following the disaster, risking their lives to protect 200 guests, bringing them to safety, sharing scarce supplies, and providing emergency medical care. When asked about this extraordinary response, the hotel manager simply stated, "This is what we do. We serve our guests." This level of dedication doesn't happen spontaneously. It reflects a carefully cultivated culture where employees blur the line between self-interest and company interest. As founder Isidore Sharp explained, no amount of money can generate that response. The digital world isn't virtual. It's where half the world's population lives, shops, and forms opinions. By 2016, nearly 3 billion people will be internet connected, with the G20 internet economy worth $4.2 trillion. Consumers value this connection deeply. 83% of Americans would give up fast food for a year rather than lose internet access, with many willing to forego alcohol, 73%, coffee, 69%, and even sex, 21%. Jeff Bezos transformed Amazon from a garage-based startup into the world's largest retailer by combining overwhelming ambition with relentless customer focus. His expansion went far beyond retail, creating the Kindle to compete with Apple in devices, challenging IBM in cloud computing, and moving into Hollywood production with award-winning shows. Bezos treats online retail as a Darwinian petri dish where experiments are cheap and results come quickly. Early on, he defied convention by allowing negative customer reviews, believing they helped purchasing decisions. He built Amazon on customer obsession, reinvesting profits into the business rather than pleasing Wall Street. He personally answered customer emails at launch and still reads messages sent to Jeff@Amazon.com, forwarding complaints as escalations that executives must resolve. Airbnb exemplifies explosive digital growth, scaling from 2,000 users on New Year's Eve 2009 to 550,000 just 5 years later across nearly 200 countries. Their success comes from understanding customers' desire for authentic, unique experiences beyond generic hotel chains. Airbnb addresses key pain points by simplifying property discovery, streamlining reservations, building trust through verified identities and reviews, and offering protections like $1 million insurance policies. Understanding that travelers fantasize, compare, think about where I am going to stay, and just get lost online, Airbnb created a visually stunning mobile app with exceptional design and photography. Unlike traditional hotel chains with minimal design resources, Airbnb employs dozens of designers and thousands of professional photographers worldwide, ensuring every listing appears dreamworthy. CEO Brian Chesky now aims beyond accommodation to capture the entire $6 trillion global travel industry. People went to Dell for computers, but they go to Apple for everything. That's the difference between a transactional company and a transformational one. Successful brands are built through bold, transformative actions rather than incremental improvements. Every successful company begins with a dream, but dreamers only succeed when they dare to act. The entrepreneurs profiled didn't know all the answers, but weren't paralyzed by fear or attachment to the status quo. Natura Cosméticos transformed the Amazon rainforest into a source of beauty ingredients while improving the lives of Brazilian women and 1.6 million sales consultants. Founded by Antonio Luiz Sebra in 1969 with just $7,500 as a small Sao Paulo laboratory, the company now generates $3.1 billion in revenue with $637 million in EBITDA. From its inception, Natura was values-driven, managed by a founding triumvirate, Sabra as the company icon who pledged to avoid manipulative advertising, Guillerme Peirala Neao as the head managing process, and Pedro Luis Barreiros Passos as the body handling operations. Their shared vision rests on cultural drivers, including truth, relationships, continuous improvement, disciplined execution, innovation, sustainability, and joy. Natura's products celebrate Brazil's natural heritage through indigenous ingredients like pitanga oil from the Atlantic rainforest. They source from 36 local communities using 36 native species and 56 Amazon raw materials. Scientists travel 55 hours from Sao Paulo to remote rainforest areas where indigenous families harvest ingredients, earning up to $2,400 per acre. The company's 1.6 million sales consultants reach over 60% of Brazilian households. These consultants, mostly former stay-at-home mothers, forge deep relationships with customers while intimately understanding both the products and their customers' aspirations. Natura invests heavily in training these consultants, paying 1.4 times the minimum wage plus benefits to full-time staff, while the average consultant earns $1,100 annually, boosting household income by 25% and providing a pathway out of poverty. Similarly, Mercadona has transformed from an obscure retailer in Valencia to Spain's number one retailer and Europe's most admired grocer. CEO Juan Roig made several giant leaps. First, abandoning traditional promotional pricing in favor of everyday low prices. Second, creating unique home brand products through special partnerships with suppliers. Third, establishing reciprocity by caring deeply for customers and employees. Fourth, eliminating waste during Spain's financial crisis. Fifth, innovating through customer testing centers. And sixth, returning to fresh food expertise. These bold moves have generated extraordinary loyalty. In BCG's Brand Advocacy Index, surveying 32,000 consumers, Mercadona scored 54% versus the industry average of 24%, outperforming giants like Carrefour, Aldi, Tesco, and Walmart. Schismogenesis, the inherently unstable nature of relationships, means brands are never static. They're either growing stronger or weakening. When crisis strikes, leadership's response defines a company's future. Toyota entered the U.S. market in 1956 with primitive branding and a $2,000 car called Toyopet that shook, overheated, and stalled. By winning the Deming Prize for Quality in 1965 and introducing successful Corona and Corolla models in 1968, Toyota began taking significant market share from American manufacturers. However, Toyota faced three consecutive crises starting in 2008: the Great Recession, reports of unintended acceleration, and the devastating Japanese earthquake and tsunami. Profits in the U.S. market swung from $2 billion positive to $2 billion negative, Toyota's worst crisis in 75 years. Akio Toyoda, the founder's grandson and CEO, personally took responsibility during the crisis. In congressional testimony, he admitted Toyota had grown too quickly, confusing priorities. First, safety. Second, quality. And third, volume. He acknowledged, "We pursued growth over quality," and made a deeply personal commitment. "My name is on every car. You have my personal commitment that Toyota will work vigorously and unceasingly to restore the trust of our customers." Bob Carter and his team developed a comprehensive recovery strategy, starting with data-driven consumer research to understand the brand's position. They created segment-specific value propositions with technical, functional, and emotional benefits for target consumers. Toyota leveraged its powerful dealer network by sending them $30 million in physical checks with no strings attached. By 2014, Toyota had recovered remarkably, producing at 110% capacity, with market share rebounding from a crisis low of 11% to 14.5%. In contrast, the NFL faces existential challenges from cultural clashes between billionaire team owners and athletically gifted players, health concerns about head injuries, and moral crises with players frequently involved in criminal allegations. Despite these challenges, the owner's genius for brand building has transformed football from an under-resourced sport in the 1960s to America's most beloved pastime. The NFL's business genius lies in treating football as America's game, but NFL's property. Of its $10 billion 2013 revenue, only $2 billion came from ticket sales. Broadcasting rights, $5 billion in 2013, with networks paying over $40 billion for rights through 2022, form the backbone, complemented by $2 billion from sponsorships and $1 billion from merchandising. However, the NFL now faces three critical issues threatening this equilibrium: excessive profit-seeking, inadequate response to domestic violence incidents among players, and the growing crisis of head injuries. Two potential futures await: either hubris reigns with no meaningful reform, leading to decline like boxing, or common sense prevails with proper reforms, protecting players and policing behavior. Building a great brand requires creating bedazzled consumers who love and evangelize your story. This demands comprehensive vision from conception to legacy, not accidental success. You must deeply understand users, usage patterns, repurchase behaviors, and what drives raving fans. This understanding goes beyond simple demographics to include emotional connections, lifestyle alignment, and shared values that create lasting bonds between consumers and brands. The most successful entrepreneurs, like Howard Schultz, Les Wexner, Tony Hsieh, John Mackey, Kip Tindall, and Brunello Cucinelli, shared common traits. They were present on the front lines, constantly learning, invested in continuous innovation, simultaneously fearless and fearful, and deeply caring about their partners. Howard Schultz regularly visited Starbucks stores worldwide, while Tony Hsieh made customer service the cornerstone of Zappos culture. Les Wexner transformed Victoria's Secret by deeply understanding changing consumer preferences. And John Mackey revolutionized grocery retail by connecting with conscious consumers through Whole Foods Market. BCG's Brand Advocacy Index provides essential tracking of both brand advocates and critics, a crucial distinction as critics' voices carry twice the weight of advocates. The correlation between advocacy and growth is striking. Brands with high advocacy outperform heavily criticized companies by 27 percentage points in top-line growth. Companies like Apple, Nike, and Amazon consistently maintain high advocacy scores by delivering exceptional experiences and quickly addressing customer concerns. Negative reviews and criticism can spread rapidly through social media, making proactive advocacy management essential for brand health. Successful brands recognize that the consumer is the ultimate boss, requiring compelling evidence and pleasure from their purchases. This means delivering not just products, but experiences that exceed expectations at every touchpoint. Consider how Disney creates magical moments, or how Ritz-Carlton empowers employees to spend up to $2,000 to solve guest problems without approval. By following the 8 fundamental rules outlined in Rocket, you can transform ordinary customers into apostles who will propel your brand to immortality. The journey to building an immortal brand isn't easy. It requires curiosity, humility, invention, and daily learning. Successful brands like Patagonia demonstrate this through constant innovation in sustainable practices, while Tesla maintains its edge through relentless technological advancement. The rewards for this dedication are extraordinary. A brand that defies gravity and soars beyond your wildest dreams, creating lasting value for both customers and shareholders. Remember that brand building is not a sprint, but a marathon, requiring consistent effort, authentic connection, and unwavering commitment to your core values and customer satisfaction.